Hold him on the sugya of Vesta Dilug. The word Dilug means basically skipping. Or the way they say now means Meged Os. Basically goes off in increments. Basically from as Gemara says, you saw Tezbav HaKodesh, Tezayin, Yezayin. You go off in days, the 15th of the month, 16th of the 17th. Now there is no Vesta here, they call Vesta Sirug. Now as far as I know, Vesta Sirug also means skipping. I'm not exactly sure the difference exactly in type between Dilug and Sirug, both are skipping, but over here how they apply it, it means alternating. It goes from one month you see, another month you don't see, another month you see, another month you don't see. Now, it's interesting, the words are sometimes interchanged with each other. Sometimes they call Sirug Dilug, Dilug Sirug. Now look at the Beis Yosef in the beginning, he says there are basically six Vestas. One of them he calls Vesta Dilug, and he says Nichlun Sazad is Vesta Dilug. One of the same, they're skipping different ways, whether they're alternating or they're going up and increments, they're both one of the same. Well, someone says the same thing, that Vesta Dilug is Nichlun inside Vesta Dilug. I'm not exactly sure what he did. He has 10 Vestas. He went from the Beis Yosef, who has 6, the Chachamim has 5, and the Chachamim has 10 Vestas. Of the 10, one of them is Chiddush HaDilug, one of them is Achlag HaDilug, and one of them is Yom HaDilug. Now, I thought Yom HaDilug is a case of Achlag HaDilug, and Achlag HaDilug is simple. I'm not exactly sure how I got 3 Dilugs going, but there's only 2. But again, the passage is the Gemara's cases of Dilug is one from 15, 16, 17, the days of the month are changing, and Betim the Chilchit is saying to Zion. Is that the Sif Hay is the case of the days are going up in increments. The amount of plug in between, I mean 35 is not plugger, 36 is not plugger, 37 is not plugger. And Sif Zayin is not the amount of a plug was skipping increments, but the day the month skip. Meaning it's sort of 15th day of Nisan and 16th day of year, even though it can be a month of the increments change based on the month. Just again, we seem to have this in of Sirik and Dilok. Again, they seem to be switched all here and there. For example, the test when it says halacha of basically of the siruk calls the machabat dilug because chodesh adilugim basically means siruk. It's the fewer forget when it says the word siruk, it really means dilug, as the Mepharshim explains. Again, what exactly difference between siruk and dilug? Both are basically mean skipping, and they seem to be interchangeable. But that's the Gemara itself. The Gemara uses the word siruk, so I don't think the Gemara and Aleph. That means the month of skipping. It just meant it's not going from 15, 16, 17 to the month, it's going from 15, 16 and went to 18. Jumped over to the next day, which is basically skipping. Sounds like the Sirug is a little bit more than Dilug. Well, that's tight words. So, as you get more best, we're going to work with now is the Vestas of Dilug. The Vestas of Dilug is not coming, but we have one. Anyway, the Vestas is Sif Hay and Sif Zayin through Sif Yubay. Sif Vav, someone's got two in between. Now, if you read this order of the Shulchan Aruch, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be there are two problems over here. This is the order. Sif Hay is Dilug, Sif Zayin is Dilug. Why does Sif Vav get thrown in between? One question. Another question, if you would write the Shulchan Aruch to put Sif Zayin before Sif Hay, Sif Zayin is the Gemara's case of Dilug of the Chayyish, and Sif Hay is Dilug of Aflog, which you would be returning to the start. Before, it's a backwards order, and really the Gemara's case is Sif Zayin. This is the core of Shabbos, that we're starting off with the Lux of Aflog, and that's when you want to finish off the Aflogah. Sif Bey starts off the Aflogah and Al-Khaydish. That's the Allah of the day, the Aflogah and Al-Khaydish. So you want to finish off the Aflogah. We have Aflogahs that are in the same day, when the math day is going up, or the Aflogahs are the Dilug. So Sif Hay is the Aflogah of the Dilug. Then we go to the case of Khaydish. Therefore, we go to Vav and Zayin, which is the case of Al-Khaydish, and go to the Khaydish of Dilug. So order seems to be all the Aflogah first, and then the Khaydishim afterwards. That seems to be the Orshav Mark. Why the first, we did the Aflogah of a dealer first and Chodesh the dealer, even though it should have been in a different order, and Sif Vav is in between. That seems to be the order. Again, I would assume when I wrote it that way, it's sort of weird. Fine. Tomorrow, on Samad Dalit, building off a Mishnah, over there, Samad Gimel Bey says, let's say a person has the best 6 years, meaning he saw 10 times on the 15th of the month. They saw one time on the 20th, says the Mishnah, Chodesh the both 15th and the 20th. He saw a second time on the 20th, the Chodesh the 15th and the 20th. So a third time in the 20th, then you'll eke the 15th, you go to the 20th. That's supposed to be Mishnah, that's Halacha, that's Sif Beis. Some of the Gemara in Tavadala, and I'll give them a click if you haven't Shmuel. What happens if a person sees a case of Chodesh, the Dilug? Basically he saw on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, 15th, 16th, 17th, what's the halacha? Come on, Rav, and Rav says, basically, you're a vestadilos, all three accounts, and therefore, you only choshev 18 and onwards, a vestakvua. Come on, Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, you have to see it four times, you have to see the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and also the 18th, Yudches of Tammuz. If you don't see it that way, what's the halacha? You only choshev for the 17th of Tammuz. You only choshev for the 17th, and then you have no vestakvua yet. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Come on, Gemara says, maybe it's machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, invest if what to get him chazakah, it's chazakah 2 or 3. So the Gemara, no, look, Kuli Amar, everyone knows a chazakah is 3. And that's the mindset clearly where you're passing by chazakah, you're passing chazakah by vestment is 3. Even though some of the passing is 2, for example, by Misa 2, fine, by Misa more, Machmer. Otherwise, you're always passing chazakah is 3. So what's the machlokes over here? Machlokes is, you count the first one, you did not count the first one. Shmuel says you did not count the first one, you did not see the deal until after the first one. And Rav says you do count the first one. The Gemara goes on saying that both Rav agreed to Shmuel, Shmuel agreed to Rav, when you have vest kavua beforehand. For example, if you have a kavias of 15, everyone agrees you have to see 16, 17, 18. You have to see 3 more times. In fact, if you have a kavias of 15, only saw 16, 17, everyone agrees it does not count. The whole machlok is Rav and Shmuel, only when you did not have a kavias. We had a different kavias a different day, on the 10th. The whole machlok is Rav and Shmuel, you had no kavias. Then you saw 15, 16, and 17. Then Rav says you count 3. Shmuel says you count 4. I'd count the Gemara, very similar Gemara. That's the passion, the Gemara replaces it on the mouth by the rack. But that's how the Kedushan goes. Well, Lacha Mai is Hadir Paschim. Given that Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, so everyone saw the Torah and says, Zayin. Torah brings down Machlok Shishoyim. He brings down the Rebbeinu Chanan, and says he passed like Rav, after 3 times he invests, I finish the deal of 3 times. Why? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. A cloud of more self-leader says, I lost Rav, he's through him. Pass my Rav. I tell Hashem, come on. And that's the Ezma, the Rosh in Baba Kama, the Tav points out, the Rosh Baba Kama passes that way. So we have Ben Chanel and the Rosh that way. So the Shady, the Torah brings down the Rambam, and the Rambam hold that way. It holds, even though the clout is that usually Rabbi Shmuel lost Rabbi Yisroel, but since the Gemara has a deer from a Brisa like Shmuel, therefore over here will pass him like Shmuel. And therefore the only time you have a vestibule by a case of deer, look at that, the 4 times. So you have is Rabbi Shmuel among that's Machlokes and Halos Paskin, Machlokes Rishonim. Ends of the Rashba, Yeshua Hashem, Shmichoshes to be Machmer. What does that mean? The Machab itself says to be Machmer, the way the person understands, you have Choshes Saif Shmuel and Saif Rab. Meaning, for example, let's say you saw the 15th, 16th, and 17th. What is the Lacha? According to Rab, the Lacha is Yabi Choshes for the 18th. According to Shmuel, the Lacha is Yabi Choshes for the 17th. The Lacha is Yabi Choshes for both them, the 17th and the 18th. Again, according to what I thought of a small sheet of what? Regular pages, and because you use Zayin Tamas. According to Shmuel, according to Rav, because you use Ches Tamas. Since we do not know how to pass through Ches Tamas, then we use Zayin Tamas and use Ches Tamas. That's how the Shach and Tan, they simply explain the Machaber. Ches for both. Now, you could ask a very basic question. My Sylvester, if we hold the Rabbonim. So we have to lose the Rabbonim. So, Sav Rabbon Lakula. Why Ches for both? Let's be mindful. Sav Rabbon Lakula. So they affect the Siddur Taira. Teretz, the column, as the Kitchen Chanarach himself says, based upon the column of Sach and Kuf Yud, is that when you have a Kula and a Chumra on each side, you don't know which one to pass with. For example, if you go, it's a Vesha Einik Kavua, like Shmuel has a Kula, you have to Chosh the next 3 times. And you go like, and has a Chumra, you have to Chosh Yud Zayin. Tell Hashem, you go like Rab, you have to Chosh Yud Ches, but you have to Chosh 3 times as a Chumra, but a Kula, you have to Chosh Chodesh, or Chosh Vavestit, a flogger, in place with other things. Each one, Rav and Shmuel, the Kula and the Chumra. No, each one has the Kula and the Chumra. Since we usually have a class of double and the Kula, to not quit both of them, we can't. That's like my causes, like we had in Kuz Tzadik. To say both women are Torah, we can't say the both Torah. To say both parts of them, we can't say. Elamai, one is. Which one to take? Both are the Kula and the Chumra. Both are the Kula and the Chumra. Depends on what happens next time. Which one has more of the Kula? Which one? Each one has a Kula, each one has a Chumra. And again, you can't knock away both of them on the Kula, because my cousin says, that's to be, you have to always take on one. Elmai, which one, both of the Kula, both of the Chumra, must come out with a Machma for both. Therefore go for Rav, and therefore go for Shmuel. Fine. That's basically the Gemara and Pesach Halacha. Now with that, we'll go through the Simonim, from Sefei, and then go to Zayin, and I will see how to apply these cases by Halacha. Because Sif Hei is basically a case of Esa Dilug, except the Dilug Baflogo. The amount of days changed. To make it easier to remember, to at least to speak it out, instead of taking 50, 60, 70, you might get mixed with the months. Say 30, 31, 32, 33, that's not shy from the month. You know, you have Vesta Haplogo, Fadilog, you saw first 30 days. It went up in increments, 31, so next month 32 days in between, next 33 days in between, next 34 days in between. Fine, we have a Vesta Haplogo Fadilog. That's the thing. Now, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, it brings it down after three times. Sounds like the Fira. And the Shach and Taz point out, what will happen with these Shmuel? The Vesta Hadilog Haplogo need to be four times or not. And Bethany, you have three different options over here. One of the is Lafi Shmuel. There's one that even agrees that maybe the Bira Dover. A flogger, everyone knows, is one more always. A flogger means a regular Vesta Chodesh is three. A flogger is four. That's simple. The question now over here is, by best dealing a flogger, is it four or is it five? Which is it going to be four, the Koladeus? Is it five, the Koladeus? Or is my flogger is rather Shmuel? And best among the places, we have all three sheeters. The kids from Shmuel says, every agrees it's going to be four. The Chanish says everyone's going to be five. Fine, that's my sense of Dr. Kingdom, they're saying, go against the Poiskim. Vicky, you learn the page, the Shach and Tan. They say, that's my Chlogic Rav and Shmuel. Just like all our Chlogic are four, by Dilug, my Chlogic is three or four Rav and Shmuel, by Vesta Chlogic for Dilug. Here also, by Vesta Chlogic for Dilug, will be the same Chlogic. According to Rav, will be Vesta Dilug, by Chlogic, will be after four times. And according to Shmuel, will be after five times. And therefore, come down to the Shach. Yeah, my Chlogic is Shmuel. Rav says you do count, of course, so you don't count.
No,
my Chlogic is by your count first. The question is
how
you count the second one. According to Shmuel, you saw at 20 day interval. Now you saw Lamed, they saw Lamed Aleph. According to Rav, you drop Lamed, you count Lamed Aleph. According to Shmuel, you drop Lamed and Lamed Aleph, start Lamed Beis. Shmuel always drops the first one. By Chlogic, everyone drops the first one. Now, but Dilug, Rav says only first one, to keep the second. Therefore, you have four. According to Shmuel, you got the first out of Flogger, second on Dilug. So you left the five. That's how the Shach says it. Never comes out, end of the Shach in the play scheme, it comes out, we have a match for both. Once you pass into Zayin, Lish, Lach, Lish, Naim, Sai, Rav, Sai, Vishmuel, and also, the same thing by a Flogger, by a case of a Dilug, also has a question for Rav and Shmuel, so four and five. Oh, so what do you say? There is a shadow of Maestro, why leave it out? He might not get allowed with Machlekes. It could be, just from the Chazan, we saw in the beginning, the Bessin ordered the Shulchan Aruch a little bit backwards, did not say Sifei after Sinsayim. Sifei really took some Lashon over the Torah. It's not like the Shachar says, Taz is saying, but see what you say yourself in Sinsayim, it's not like the Machlekes. Bessin is a good Aro, I'm not sure, they have several man to the Kasha. But they point out, Shachar says, they're both saying, it's not like the Machlekes for both. Just in the day, it's a machloek because you didn't get involved here.
According to the
Lachmatibla, it's always four, and according to the Chazanish, it's always five. Yeah. According to Lachmatibla, it's a valid. Yeah, according to Lachmatibla, it's very good. But he says himself, right, I'm going against the Poiskim. He himself says, but Mike is off the page, those two options, but Ikka the Poiskim, and everyone goes to Shach and Taz, by local, you have to coach for both four and five. Well, actually, might say that the slurish way of the Holocaust is the aflogger you always miss the first one, and the smaller, I'm arguing about the first one itself. The fashion of the slurish is like the Shach and Taz.
What happened to
the
Vesta Vlog? She had
a Vesta Vlog. Depends what the Kriya says. If the Kriya was for Lamed, then everyone will agree. Lamed will give them one. If the Kriya was for Chos, then it won't count. Let's go to Kriya now. If everyone gets Kriya now, it's like the Vesta and the Vlog. Fine. That's basically in the Sifei. Now, also Sifei, the place can say the Shach says, the Raj, the last after you go up by increments from 30 to 31, 32, even go up by 2 or by 3 or 4, go up from 30 to 32, 34, 36, it will also be the same exact halacha, not like you're up. Now, that's all going upwards. What about going backwards, down? So, since we're discussing the case of a flogo, therefore, there's an interesting shail over here. By the case of Chodesh going backwards, about the shail, you first saw on the 25th of the month. Then you saw next time on the 24th of the month, then 23rd of the month, backwards in Chodesh, about the shail. Why not? It's like you go up in increments, go back in increments. But what about a case of a flog going backwards? You saw after 20 days, then after 19, after 18. Is it shail? So what's the shail? Because it has to stop someplace in some way. So it can't keep going on and on. It can't tell me this is my vest, this is my cycle. You go 1870, 1850, you go to 1, it doesn't happen, it stops somewhere. So Shach can do it backwards or not. you do it backwards, up along the flow. Again, by Chodesh, to do it backwards, up the Dilog is at this Shire.
But when we go back to Allah and come back to
Ramana, Allah, we'll get to Chodesh. So, first, so Aflog exactly, how exactly do you go on backwards? So the Shach Maisa says, Raivir the Maisa, the thing down from the Raivir, the Shach says, you can do Aflog even backwards. The crazy place he wants to argue, he says, you can't do it backwards, because the Maisa, it has to stop somewhere. So don't tell me, this is my Kriya, so he wants to argue. Finds all the places like the Shach, the Ikkis, the Raivir, says, you can do Aflog even with Makriya. That's the crazy sounds like, that's the casual. Where'd he get it from? I didn't read it that well, but I'm sure he came from somewhere. But my son found all the places you like the Shach. The challenge is how far to do it backwards. The Moishan of Hashulchan says you only do it backwards till the day 18. Why day 18? Because my son person sees the Anita is 7 days and the Zav is 11 days. It's 18 days. First, not normal to see within the 18 day period. It's not a normal thing. The whole Yisrael of a Chazak of a Vesh is what's a normal thing to see. So just like the normality stops at a certain point. It starts at 18, says the Aruch HaShulchan and the Moshe. Therefore they say, Mafreya only goes for 18. Chiddush or the Paiskim want to time it not the way. They say, true, it stops at 18. We know of Vestis, if you learn the whole entire Simur, we're not Mechalik, you need to make it deeper. Why aren't you Mechalik? Fine, the Chalmah say, like, look, and therefore we close it across the board, so a person should not get confused. So this, what's he saying? What?
It means stop.
At 18, we're not Mechalik anymore. No, she showed 19, we won't question 18, we'll question 17, that's it.
Everyone
that's
normal. 30, 29,
28, 29, that's Khalil, we'll get to the subcut. Yeah, Khalil won't make a difference. Khalil, everyone agrees with
him.
What?
Khalil
backwards. Khalil backwards, it's still Khalil. It's circle, 29, 29, 29, it's circle. That's Khalil, Khalil, Gilgal, right? Where is it? It's backwards. But so Moshe won't say it's not at 18. The fact other places will say it can't walk it, even though in Cheshvan, even though the Moshe might be right. So one time, let's go first. But then Machal may need them as evil. Want to make you? Do not want to make it confusing on the person. Then for the Moshe will be Machmer. But the Moshe against Vest Aflog of the Dilog Machmer the Moshe over the Shach. The Shach is how far back you go past 18, not past 18. Now, in this haflog of Bedilog, the interesting Shiloh, let's say a person sees again 30, 31st, 32nd, 33rd, 34th, all five. You got 5 days Bedilog. He saw from 30 to 34. Oh, you saw 5 days Bedilog. What happens now? He's supposed to see on the 35th. He's not seeing 34th, saw on 37th. So two Shilohs. Next time, first of all, when do you start being choshish from? You start being choshish from the 35th that you're supposed to see. Or something choshish from the 37th, what you did see. The second shaila is, what do you choshish the next time? I choshish 35, he's not seeing 35. Well, no, my team missed 35. Now let's go and be choshish for 36. Again, the person saw an increment 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Lama to 34, that's even going to Shmuel, you have 5 days. When do you start counting next time is one question. The second question is, when even if you start counting, which one do you choshish for? 35, which is what she did not see, she should have seen, or 36? The first, when to start counting for him, you'll see later on in the Simonim over here, that in the seminal here, is that very clear, you always start counting from when you saw her. That means if she saw on 37, she's not start counting back when she shows you on 35. Avad, she saw on 37. That flog of Avad, you count on 37. Start counting onwards from the day 37 when you did see. That's clear, that all the places will be there. The question now is, do you go, and what do you choose for 35 or for 36? That's what my choice is. Even though the Ketuvah is not the case of Chodesh, but the case of Aflog seems to be a Machlokes, so Avos and the Bade one time you go for 36, the Zio one today you go for 35. Not exactly sure. Machlokes won't exactly, she never saw 35, so once you Chodesh the next 35 or 36 is a Machlokes. That's Aleph. Another case is discussed, which is also not clear, even the Bade and the Sotek, what happens? You're supposed to be in 35, you're still after 32. She did Aflog Ketano more than what she should have seen. So then, what do you choose for next time? Again, everybody starts counting from 32. But then, even the body says, maybe you should not go to 36, maybe go to 35, like Sarachim, Yeshuaim. In these cases, usually not that common, and it happens again, the Eskerov. Fine, that's basically to pay the case of the Dilug of Aflogo. Sivav, again, the reason why Dikr is here is only because it seems to be that the pay Sivav is in the Aflogos, that Sivav is the finishing off in the Mapodah, Sivav and Zayin is in the Mechodesh. Now in Sivav we have Inu Yimei Shvua, and we have Inu Yimei Chodesh. Now Shvua mentioned last time instead of the Kitzur, so I'd like to add one point to it, is that Shvua, first of all, two different Shachs over here. One, the Shach says you sold every 3 weeks, the Prisha wants to even sold week after week, from the Bali says the Mechodesh is not local, the Mechodesh is in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine, Meister, you sold every 3 weeks, so every week, one after another, you sold on, let's say, every Sunday. So what happens, you see it every Sunday for 3 weeks. So let's say you see it Sunday, waste a week Sunday. After 3 times, you have a vest for the Yimei Shavua. Let's say it happens 4 times, it's the Shubin Yom Chavadah, Shavua Talacha. Now you have a vest HaFlogo and not vest HaShavua. So Maisa, why do you go to vest HaFlogo, not vest HaShavua? Chavadah says why? Because Maisa is a normal thing to have a vest HaFlogo or vest HaChodesh. It's not a normal thing to have a vest Yimei Shavua. Since there's more Shchia, they have a vest HaFlogo over a vest HaChodesh, vest HaShavua, therefore the what's normal beats out, therefore the Meir HaFlogo will beat out the Meir HaShavua. Now, fine, now that's Poshut says Malacha and Tetzcha Tshuva. Now this is in the Meir HaShavua, is very clear, you only Choshesh Meir HaShavua after a Kfir. You saw Meir HaShavua one time, you don't have to Choshesh a second time. But if you say twice, you don't have to Choshesh a third time. Only why, because you mentioned last time, something it's not a normal thing to see, when that Choshesh is told 3 times, it's not after the first time. That's how the Chacham Zalman explains. It's not normal, therefore the first time that the Choshesh Meir HaShavua, only you have a Kfir. Now what's the Nafkamino? Nafkamino is, once you, let's say you oiker it. You oiker it, be a shallow in the numerous cases when you oiker. Now luck in general is, let's say you have a vest, a Chodesh, you saw on the Chodesh 20 times, on Chof. Vest, a Chodesh, on the Chof of the month. Once you oiker it, you do not make another Kfir, so luck is always dormant. It stays there, we'll get the luck on there as well. It's always going to be in the back of your mind, until you make another Kfir, don't make another Kfir, it's always there. That means what happens? You saw a vest for 120. Then you saw 1 times 70, 1 times 23, 1 times 25, and you did not see in 20. Halacha is oiker. You come to see 1 time in 20, and the chosh is the next 3 times 20. Why? It's dormant, so you have the chosh as if the kfir came back. Now the question is, what's the side over there? What's the reason over there? Is it my see a vest kfir is always dormant, it's always there? No, the reason is because every time you see on 1 to 20, we give a get a vest she'ein a kavur. You chosh with it one time. That means it's somehow it's here, we are going to apply it. So if it's dormant, we'll make it to a vest kavur. So let's say something is not dormant. It's not, you don't even get a vest she'ein a kavur. Then, would it come back again? For example, case Yimei Shavua. This Yimei Shavua would not give it a vest she'ein a kavur. You won't get a vest she'ein a kavur. Only once you make it kavur, what happens? You have to chosh for it. Now you're oiker it. Is it dormant? Is it not dormant? Is it going to be when it comes back one time you'll be choshish? Or no, the only thing to be gives a dormant when as a choshish and comes back one time, you usually get a vest she'en ikvur, will bring up the level of vest kriyas. The vest of a shvur, what happens in that case? Is it going to be a maita dormant and if it comes back once, you have a choshish 3 times or not? The same as you get the vest of diluk. Get the vest of diluk, 50 out, one time we're not choshish. Not choshish. So the vest of diluk, something that's dormant, I'll come back after one time or not? So the first take of Vesta Shul, Maiso, if it comes back or not, the Sheva Levi has a truth about it, someone wrote to him, a long country, it sounds like, he writes back to him, that you want to say whether this person is, that does come back. So he writes back and forth, he says, Alav, you have no right, Mukha Klaal, that does come back. And then he does not really answer the question, smacks away his right, he says, you have no right at all. Maiso, the Oitra Sataro, brings down the words of Magdullah Hamarim. And all the paskin, but there is no vet, is not chayzer by vetch of shua. Not chayzer, gdel amayim. Don't say who they are, what they are. So gdel amayim, mice, all paskin, that by vetch of shua is not going to be chayzer. Now he doesn't say any svara, no reason, no point, nothing there. According to the svara shua is the mice, since the vetch of shua is not a gather of vetch and shua, it's not there at all, it's gone, we're not close after one time. Therefore, we're not being up to my jagger, that's kvias. I'll get to later on, that's the deal with these makhlaikis, it could be the same makhlaikis over here. Fine, see each line.
That's
for sure.
That's why Gochala, the difference between the two is that a flaw they give me 2 times, then bring it back. The shvur only once in the
I don't know, you're sure the Torah, and a vote is not bring it down, and the Torah doesn't bring it down.
You bring it back to me, and you think, what would happen if you had a shvur and a flaw now? If it was on 3 times, it would come back after 1 time. Let's say you are carrying it 3 times, but it back. You get back on.
Okay, after.
I don't know if you're saying.
Let's see. Fine. That's the Vesta Shua. That's the Chodesh and Sivav. The numerous cases they discuss, what happens when you see an Anu Rosh Chodesh? Don't want to go through all the cases, Bethlehem is a battle here. I discuss, let's say you saw on, let's say, an Aleph Rosh Chodesh, then you saw on Chavtes, which happens to be Rosh Chodesh, but the month was in Chosev, then you saw an Aleph. So how exactly you make this?
Yes,
Lamed. So Lamed. And then you saw an Aleph next one, so the person makes numerous cases. Let's say Aleph. So then you're not choshev for Lamed. If you saw Lamed, not choshev Aleph. Let's say you saw Aleph and Lamed, and then Aleph. The person say, oh, choshev. Then they make all these different type of cases. What had to be like, not to be like. But there are at least 7-8 different ways of doing it. But you're trying to form exactly this one case, the very interesting case. Now that's the question. It does have a dinner of Rosh Chodesh. Now, the question is when and what the case is. What? So the word of the shayfa, right? The shayfa is also chaltes, not the boshay and lamed. The boshay, I'm not exactly sure. For real. But once again, the form that numerous cases I ain't shab. This one case of Yerul Yisrael that does happen, which is more the geirus of kviyas command on the geirus. But to listen to the geirus, let's say you saw in lamed. What if I should next month when it's a chaser? They said, what happened while in Oshim? They see a lamed. Next month is a chaser. Every time it's a chaser, except by kis. I think kis sometimes it's a smaller chaser. What? Not kis, it's regular. It's still a lamed of the chaser. Now, Yom HaKadosh, now what do you see next month? Yom HaKadosh, there is no Yom HaKadosh next month. What exactly do you do? Is it Yom HaKadosh? No Yom HaKadosh. Why is it a Vosner or a Yitzchak saying HaKadosh or anything? No for Yom HaKadosh, you have the window. And it comes out if you don't have a Yom HaKadosh, it's also your free, so you know, you're left with nothing. So, or Yitzchak from Bamashi, you're left with nothing. Here I am, my son, obeying Yom HaKadosh. But my son, you're obeying this, what obeying this is. But, fine, but my son, it's Yom HaKadosh, so the Vosner says, you don't have, why is this Yom HaKadosh? That's the window. Finally, for the Shani, right, the Ishma'ayim, I didn't see anyone says to me last point, I only came out either in the Sufik or there's no such thing. Finally, maybe I just always come to see what they say. Same case that we had by a flogger, let's say you missed one. We said by the case of a flogger, where do you count from? Everyone says you count from the day that you saw. By Chodesh, a lot of you don't count from with the day you saw. But when you Chodesh the next month? For example, let's say you saw on the 15th, 16th, the 17th of the month. You Chodesh, and then the next month, you're supposed to be the 18th, you didn't saw the 20th. The month afterwards, it's the 18th or the 19th. So that's the true example of Matavadah. So Lopez, everyone agrees, then they go to the 19th. Also look at the Torah, the one Mephakta, Yishlod, and either the Bible of Hian or the Volok to Kavitat. Might say, then every read by the Chodesh go for next month, the Chodesh being played, then he goes to the 19th. What? What's the He didn't see him, that's when he didn't see him. Is I'll give me chosh for your test. Again, the swab on the fast paper, no one ends up a lot against it, but it's a lot you can go for your test. When the council doesn't make a difference. Ask next month, only the number of likes, and we'll go for your test. Now, the question is, over here, what happens you got on a month? It's like that plug you went backwards, it ends up stopping, because also by the month, it can also stop, for example. Went to 25th of the month, 26th, 27th, you went always to the Laman of the month. You hit Laman of Av. Then El, what do you chosh for? There's no Laman Aleph. What do you do? What exactly, how, what do you chosh for the next month? It stops eventually in the Chodesh. So what's the Lacha after, if you go down to Aleph, then to Beis, and to Gimel?
Aleph is a day
later. Right, so before you go to the next Aleph to jump over, go to the next Aleph of Tishrei, or no, Maaseh stops, it stops. So Maaseh, the Kishon Aruch seems to go to be Machmer, and the Kreis seems to be that way, and the Dayan Weiss and the Vadi has to be Machmer, Who had the mean to go to the next Aleph? Why? You bowled off. You go Aleph, Beis, Gimel, to Lamed. You go again in the circle. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Lamed. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Heri, Bo. Right, until Lamed. That's one option. The others say not the way they'll flow, and bring down the Chaznish, and others say not the way the Svarah seem to be saying. They're different Svarahs. One Svarah is the Shpur Gom, the amount of days from the Shaykh caused it. Maisa, yeah, now your Shaykh is all over again. Before it stops, once you have 30. Once it's 30, the Maisa stops. Now, even on the tab that stops, you see an interesting machloket between the body and the Lushe Oz, that's the Zil Orbach, it stops. Let's say you hold it stops at Lamed. Now, you hit Lamed, next month, you have to get to Lamed, you have to get to Lamed Aleph, won't be any Lamed Aleph. Until you get to Lamed Aleph, what are you in those days in between? Are you getting a Vestra, any Kibur or Vest Kibur? The amount of time is a Maisa, you have a Vest Kibur. You didn't get to be Oikotin because there is no Lamed Aleph, so you get a Vest Kibur. If we have any choice, anything, no longer, no vein, no choice, no nothing. Why? You still you get there is no lam alef, you still never won't get a vest kavias. The real time is ma'isa. Once you lam and it stops. So now where are you holding? You can't tell me you're never going to see about the earth with manavah. You're going to see. So get a vest ainakavua.
Doesn't matter that one of
the shofar. What?
That one of the shofar.
One of the shofar. I don't think they mean hearing the shofar. I think the. Oilum has the sense of Agosho, the Seifer, this was the Tumma Vaiser. There wasn't even a key. If you're once at a key, no a key. You need a key of all these three times.
All right. Does it count then?
No.
Does it
count?
Doesn't count.
Keep going. You have to like it three times.
You got back to
the best of one. Yeah. Still not lost my experience. That means it's like you took
23
times. You skipped the first one time. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test.
You
test.
You test.
You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You test. You say three, I can be go three, four, small, I can four. Do the same thing. Fine, that's the design. Success is a lot of basically, that's a deal of Chazal Chalilah. It basically means you saw on the 15th, 16th, 17th. You saw in those days, a lot is you have a vest, a deal of that's Chazal. Now, where is it coming from? That's in the place in the Samagdalaj or from the Kamalam Zaman base. The Rach Sheet of Machalikah Zaman Shmuel, that according to Shmuel, that the lochia see four times, only four times means on the first time, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 16, 17, 18, 16, 17, 18. You only have to see it on the four on the first one. And Lamaiso, we don't go like a Menachanal, but we bring out the safe Menachanal, that Adilu, that Chalila, that Chayza Chalila, Lamaiso, that will also be Machna give a gather of a vest. That means, to get this vest will take 9 months. Says the Shachan Taz, Labdach gives it three times, even twice, or even four. That means, for example, to get a three times a chalila, you need 9 months. To get a chalila of two, you need 6 months. To get a chalila of four, you have to get 12 months. So whatever chalila you have to do it three times over. Three times over, the three labs. Now, the Shmuel argue not, so this is my point over here, the Shach says, even Shmuel over here agrees that also three times is enough. Why? Because the Esed is Yimei HaChodesh, and therefore he says, it's a Daimt Yimei HaChodesh, because it's three times over, therefore even Shmuel agrees you'll not need four times, three times is enough. Fine.
You have to be like
that Akira. Yes.
If the
Akira
only
says
about
the Akira,
you always see
you done. So discuss Akira, that's in the Akira here, that all the how exactly to look at the dealers that Khalilah is being chayt on you. What is it exactly? It's the body of here, Vosner, and all them discuss the Akira. What's the side of the Khalilah? Is the Khalilah that you have 15, 16, 17, that's 1, 15, 16, 17, that's 2, 15, 16, 17, that's 3, you have best of 3? Well, no, it's the best of each one by itself, 15 is and 16, or the best of is if you saw on the 15th, and then you saw the 15th, so on the 15th, how exactly do you look at it? Is it all best of 1 big vest? Is it best of 3 separate vests going on over here? Best of 9 different vests going on over here? How do you look at the vests going on over here? And that means how to be accurate. The shach looks over, it sounds like the shach, that it sounds like it's going to be a machaydish. It still does sound away from the shach. you can maybe the fact that you can say the shach, the shach we don't sound the way it's chaydish, and all this seems to be, it seems to be that's machlagish shach and tar, the shach and fish, exactly how you look at it, is it really, is it etzem one big vest, or is it three vests, or even a chaydish, that means how to be accurate. Fine, again, the some discuss it, seems to say it's machlagish, some are machlagish, some are meichel, they want to say machlagish b'av and shmul, they want to say machlagish, the wife says machlagish b'av and shmul, fine, yesh what? Test, betem is a dilug of the chaydish. Now, again, we start off from the beginning that the word machabe is that's where chaydish with dilugim. The dilug over here means dilug. Again, just to confuse you, dilug means dilug, and sefiyah and dilug means dilug. Fine. Most of the sif test is a case of dilug, which is a lot of vesta dilug, which is betem is sefiyah dalaf. Now, over here also there's a shiloh on the shmul need over here. Fourth month, not need a fourth month. Again, the teacher wants to go to the Shitosa, you do need another month, because that's all mahalach in all these cases. Maestro over here, the Shach and the Pais can be said, so clearly you do not need another month, to me it's enough. And the reason is, again, you go from Nisan, you did not see here, you saw Simon, you did not see Thomas, so Av, you skip the Vesta Dilug. And the reason is, because Vesta is the Vesta Chodesh, Vesta Chodesh, even Shmuel agrees. All the time, Av is by Dilug, it's the Vesta Chodesh. Therefore, the Beisets and the Shach won't say that, that three times is enough, even according to Shmuel. Now there are different cases, there are tons of cases they discuss over here, how to make them cases over here by dilug. This is just two simple cases, not to confuse anybody. But that's the Gemara Baba Kama, seems to be a Gemara. Now let's say you saw in order, you saw Shach, which Chodesh Adar, which Chodesh Nisan. You saw 3 months straight. Then you did not say Ir, you saw Sivan. You did not see Tamas or Av. So first you had a straight which Chodesh, then you had a dilug which Chodesh. Which one went down? That's in the Gemara's case in Baba Kama, when they come to Efikash or something. One has really four cases over there. The Gemara discussed, let's say you saw on the Shor was Nogach on Shabbos, then second Shabbos, then third Shabbos. Then it was Nogach on Sunday, then on Monday. So the middle time, when you put the Shabbos? Put the Shabbos, the two Shabbos in a vest, and it has a Mu'at to be Nogach only on Shabbos. Well, no, the Nogach Shabbos on Monday, therefore it's a Mu'at to be Nogach the whole entire year. That's one case of Gemara, then one another case, let's say, you did it on Thursday, or Nogach on Thursday, then Nogach on Friday, then on Shabbos, then on Shabbos, then on Shabbos, where again you put the Shabbos, which one, first one, the second one. Gemara has a third case over there, let's say you did a Shar, three Shars, then you double on the Hamar. So, again, do you have a Mu'at for all animals, that's the Shar? Well, vice versa, Gemara, the fourth case, you went Hamar, Gamal, and then Shar, where exactly is it? Basic Gemara, everyone went Bab Kama, those are Gemara's four cases, Gemara, and Gemara, what's Alapha? Take him. Doesn't know. Over here come along the Paiskin, that's in the Shach and the Forish. Let's say it's in Shach, Adar and Nisan, three in a row. Then you skip to Sivan, you skip to Av. What's the Locha? Come along Shmuel and say the Locha, you have a Kver Vest of Rishchodesh. Come along the Shach and say the Kver Vest of Rishchodesh. In fact, it's in the Tire and Honor, it's a Meister Y. It's the Sufik, and he comes to the Kver Vest of Rishchodesh. Meister Y. When the Faket of the Chavadah, you went to Nisan, you saw her on Rishchodesh, you saw Sivan and Av, you first did the Dilos. Then after Av, you saw El and Tishrei straight. What's the loss of the Chavadah? Vadi Kfei Vesel Eish Chodesh. Maestro, Gemara is in the Sofek. Vadi Kfei Vesel Eish Chodesh. So, the Teretz, Pashas is that, like you said in the beginning, that something, when you have two options, Shabbos, and Sunday, Monday, you're not sure, the two equal options, you're not sure which one to take. Here the Maestro is not, doesn't make it, the Gemara is to take, we don't care. The Gemara is to take in all four cases, whether it's first and second. Whether it's the animal gourd or the day of the week gourd, it's more than something in all four cases. However, over here, the Maestro, by a Vesta Chodesh is a normal thing. We only see every 30 days, a month, that's a normal thing. A Vesta Dilug, we said, oh, it's not normal. When I'm a Chodesh Vesta Nikubu, it's not a normal thing. So you're not sure which one. So we assume women are normal for. We assume in Vestas women are normal, so what normal women do, and therefore they see an every Chodesh. So therefore, since we've seen Rosh Chodesh, what wins out? The best of Rosh Chodesh wins out, versus the Dilug. That's how the Pasha, the Babi, he's Marach, and therefore he discusses numerous cases, and always comes out in the Maskana, the Babi, based on the Chavadah, the Shach, that whatever's normal always gets out something that's not normal. Fine, that's Siftes. So if you had, basically, before Shigemara, what happens if you saw on Tezvav Nisan, Tezayin Eir, you did not see on Yudzayin Sivan, only Ches Sivan, so the Maestro, Vav Nakhleh Ves, if you skip the day, fine, before Shalofa, Lichoylik. In the Tzifid Aleph, it basically, again, is a Lofa of the Dilug, but let's say, the Lofa is just telling you very clear that you're not Choshish after one time. Let's say a Ves of Dilug, you saw on the 15th or the 16th, next time, what are you Choshish for? That's what was in the Forish, Chesed the 16th. We saw only why? Because the Maaseh, it's not a normal thing to do, and therefore we're not chesed for it. So something, the only time we chesed a Vesta Dilug is after you have a Kriyas, after 3 times or after 4 times, when you have a Shmuel, but otherwise not chesed. Again, there's a two different Svaras, right? One's the Raivet, which I'm not sure what it means, the Bok Shemet or the Bade Raivet, doesn't know what it means. Fine, but the other Svaras, which the Chachmaz Adam says, because Maaseh is not a normal thing, something is not normal, we say it's the Mikra Ba'alma that you did a Dilug. So you have a kriyas for ma'aser, you won't be choishish. Once you have a kriyas, then you won't be choishish. So this inner of dilug you're not choishish for until you have a kriyas, and whether it's dilug of the choishish, whether it's dilug of the aflogo, we're not choishish at all until you have a kriyas. Now, to me, it'll be what you said by Yimei Shvulach, will be the same shadow. What happens if you oiker it? You oiker the dilug, pass it 3 times, 4 times, you oiker it. Is it dormant? Is it not dormant? Is it still there, the oilum or not? Do you want to say that it's dormant for ma'aser itself? Because I like all best kriyas are dormant, and then when it comes back one time, you have to choish again. Or no, the only time something is dormant, and when the vesh and it can be choish for it, then I'll make it the vesh kavua. So over here, the ma'aser of Ozer says it won't be choizer, and Moshe Oz, they want time the ma'aser won't be choizer. Dying wise, over here, the ma'aser is masopic. So, fine, so over here, the ma'aser says it's not going to be choizer, because ma'aser the vesh and the kavua will be the same din by Yimei Shua. Gam by Meishua Vaza and Tzivu No Maskano, he is clear that it won't be Chayzer. Hodin L'chor by Meishua won't be Chayzer. Again, only Chayzer 9 wise. He's Masubik over here, L'chor be Masubik over there. Sif Yudayz is the Balochel Vesta Sirov, which Vesta is Sif Yudayz again. So, just like the Vesta Hadilah, when I push it after one time, it's not a normal thing. So it says the Raiva clearly and the Mechabit clearly. The Loch is also Vesta Sirov, could not be Chayzer after one time. After one time. Or twice, same thing. Better writer is a Sifri Gimel, is really the heart of the soul of the Sigur, which is really again a Lachma Maisa. I have a time to say over something now, a couple of minutes. I hope I won't mind. Tonight Maisa is what some people call Little Math. That's what I say. And he's saying that's what I say, because his disciples brought down off the Beinu that he might be running a base medish, and the Chavuz came over to him and said, it's Nitzelmach, and then he closed the Gemara, and he can learn, because he didn't want to rob him. And he said, you shouldn't tell me it's Nitzelmach. The Maish is the disciple, he has time, because people have time to put upon him. Maish is learning. The Issa, when he stops, said, that's me, you're not allowed to learn. People of Chassidim saw me, and they were told you, Maish can learn Nitzelmach. Fine, that's the gate of the disciple. Everyone is allowed to can learn. That's the quote you mean, right? Fine. Maisha, little math is that everyone says over is that when Yoshko was Paul came to the world on the eve of the 25th, which is tonight, and 8 days later, January 1st is the best meal, so I celebrate these 2 days. Yeshu Maisha, the Gemara discussed about Yeshu. First, who was Yeshu? What's his name? What, they have different things. So, first, if you last say his name or not, so before Shalom, and you say Simkufim Zayin, you last say his English name. So, the over there, the Dag Moshe, the Beis Eitzah, come from Rishonim, and the kind of that says clearly on the page, the last Yeshu. Why? Because all the Isser of Shem Ahim Achim was a Siru, and Tachka was Lim Achim, when they came in that name, Mitzad Akoyach. Let's take an example, Yan is born with the name Tim. He turned to a god, why did he call him Tim? Because that was the name he was born with. Therefore, there's no Isser sign, get over. And the example the Goyim says, Isser Ish, it's called the Goyim Maimonides, he looks at the Goyim Maimonides, the new prince, the Frankel, they put him with the census took out, and they write, Yeshu and Isser, you're right, not the Yeshu and Isser in English, the name is no problem at all. The first Caliph's name, second Caliph's name, I'm sure, because gives him COVID. But the first Caliph certainly say his first name, of Mikadina, you're allowed to say it. What? Maaser Vader is not a good, it's not a, Shalat Goshen, not to say what was caused because of Yashka and what he did, but Maaser Taloch Vader, you're allowed to say it. That's for, before Shalat Goshen, 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 the Mordechai, the Bedi Ruch, and the Bible, I say his name. That's for, it's before Shalat Goshen. Not nice. Yeshu is what I say. The question is, say the CH. CH might give a cover. No, that might be giving cover. The CH is the might be giving a cover. That's not. No. Maaser, what is it? First, what his real name is? Maaser, the Rambam brings down the right. His real name is Yeshua with the Ein of N. For Maaser, we call him Yeshu. This why you call me Yeshu or is the Ish or call him Yeshu Leitzi. Just for the fun of it, why exactly call him these names? What do we show him say over why call him these names? Ben Ephraim says, why call him Yeshu? Because he's Mashmoy Zichron, the Rosh Tevet is Mashmoy Zichron. That place is right in the Pasha Vayelech, Ben Ephraim. They got it right over there that the Is the Malach in the dream, Lamaisa, how do you know a remez for Yeshu in the Tyro? It says Yeshu Miriam is Kamasha Lahay Necha or is Pasha Vayelech. Lahay Necha or is Kamasha Yeshu Miriam. I'm going to just make a question, what's the Gematria 612? I mean, first, not makkah the one mitzvah, Lahay Necha or is the Yeshu Miriam. Not makkah the Yelosh Noah, this, that. That's the same Gematria. I got one mitzvah, Yeshu Miriam, Lahay Necha or is. Fine. But Maisa, that's why I call him Yeshu Yemakshimai Vizichoy. Also, Ben Ephraim says, Maisa, what do you call him Maisa Ish? So he writes, why? Because it's Kamashi of Yeshu Oro, Kamashi 729. Another, why I call him Maisa Ish? Or why do you call him Yeshu Maisa? He says, also, Yeshu in my real life, because we tell them that he came from Nazareth. But Maisa, why? Because we come and say that he was born from a Maisa, he was born, he's not an immaculate conception. So in Yeshu Maisa, he's not a virgin birth, it's not immaculate Maisa, it's Yeshu Maisa, he's born from a person, but we have to tell that to them. But that's what his name is. Agam, there is another name, what the Sinu seem to call him is Yashka Pandrik. The way exactly that comes up is before the Gemara on Shabbos, because that was if you do not have the sense of taking it out. The Gemara over there says, who the mice is Yeshu? The Gemara says, the wife is Miriam Gan Vasayer, married the hairdresser. The Gemara over there writes, the mother. Who's the mother? Miriam, Gemara writes, Miriam Gan Vasayer, married the hairdresser. Fine. The Gemara writes, who's the husband? Was published by Nehudon. Who's the boy? The Gemara writes, Pandrigo. The best thing when they call him Yoshka Pandra is to call him Yoshka the Mamta. That's why they call him that name, to give him cover to the boy that is not from the husband. Fine, that's another name what you call him. So Pandra, Yoshka Ish, Yoshka. Fine, those are where the exactly names come from. Now, Maisa, Nitzel Nach, there are three different Zmanim that the Ulam seem to have on Hoga for it. Either it's the eve of the 25th, either the 6th, either the 7th. No? Negea, simply the three things, Negea and Locha are three different things. Was Negev Mitzvah, was Negev St. Talamos Lebrach, or was Negev simply this year to Berch Zachama? What exactly
is
this? We'll get to those who are before the season. Fine. There seems to be a shell on the calendar, what exactly happened, what exactly the date of Mitzvah is. Now, the reason why is that the Gemara writes, and what the calendar is, according to Shmuel, Tkuva Shmuel, or they call the Gosha, Julian calendar, Julian 346, he decided the calendar is the sun month of 365 days and six hours. That means every 4 years you're missing a day, so what do? You put in a leap day, you have February 28th, February 29th. That's really Tkuva Shmuel. Shmuel says a year, a sun year, is 365 and 6 hours. Very simple. The problem is not true. It's 365 and 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. Big deal, 11 minutes, you also 1 minute, 40 seconds, you also, what's the big deal? The big deal is after 128 years, missing one day from the calendar. And after another 128 years, missing a second day from the calendar. Therefore, by the time it hits 1582, Pope Gregory decided that since the summer kept getting later, and they set off being March 11th, and by his day is March 25th already, the summer started, he wasn't too happy with it. So what he decided to change the calendar. Now if you want to know the history, you take out the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, new Torah, and the Kufi Zayin. Over there he brings down the Makia, Pope Gregory the 8th, not me speaking, he brings down nice Pope Gregory the 8th, and he brings down this Chesed. We'll get to the Latino Aloha. So Pope Gregory came along on October 5th, and he took out 10 days from the calendar, so he goes to October 5th, wake up until the 15th, you're missing 10 days from the calendar. That's in 1582, that means basically my birthday, he knocked out that year. I'm like double to 12. Knocked it out, Mamish. 10 days are gone from the calendar. Fine, that's the ticket of the past, therefore came out when the Tekuf is? 1582. A Gilgal. So, another 10 days out of the calendar. But what did he do? He said, that's very good for the past, and if he made all the seasons start on the 21st, everyone knows the seasons always start on the 21st. So, what did he do for the future? In the future, he decided that since we know every 4 years, they put in one day to the calendar. We have the February 29th. He said to take care of that problem every 100 years on the 1800, the 1900, to not put in the day of the calendar, leave it out, leave February 28th. Except they're going too quick, except every 400 years. That means in the 1600 he did not do it, 17 we took out a date, 18 we took out a date, 19 we took out a date. The year 2000 we did not take out a date. That means how many days are missing, ready? 10 plus, right, 17, 18, 19, not too hard to math. The 13 days are missing from the calendar. That's the missing from the Julian calendar, from the Tkuva Shmuel. That's them. That's they call now the Gregorian calendar. Right now, working on the Gregorian calendar, not on the Julian calendar. Therefore, when it's Nittl, so what the Protestants say, they follow the Gregorian calendar, and therefore the Tay Nittl, which is right now, tonight. However, if they did not touch the calendar, let's say Pope Gregory did not come along and change the calendar, what's today? Today is December 11th. That's what it is today. Well, tonight will be the 11th, either the 11th. Therefore, when's Nitzel? 13 days later. When's Nitzel? January 7th, the Easter the 7th. So that's why the Greek Orthodox in the Russia, when's their Nitzel, or when's their Xmas? Their Xmas is January 7th. And when the Protestant's Xmas is the 25th. Well, my all the sales are the 25th, fine. But my is the 25th or the January 7th. So where exactly did the
every
400
years ago, they
every 100 years ago, day later. That means in the year 2100, it'll go change a day later, it'll be January 8th for the Greek Orthodox, and the Protestants will stay. Now, the way January 6th came along, the eve of the 6th, now, a very interesting way it came along, it's really the Belgian system. Why? Because before the year 1900, when exactly was Nitzel? It was January 6th, the eve. So why the Belgian system keeping it? Because then they got to send it via Danu. So they're keeping it, why? Because right there, the Rebbes who were living in 1800 had the six. So they're keeping out the six. Fine, very interesting, Mahalach. Fine. That's where the three different nipples came from. First and tears. Now, the Lachu is negated to us, so two different cases. One by the same time, of Rachel. Look at the base, so he's design over there, he writes, when you start saying the same time, of Rachel, the Chutzpah is 60 days after the Kufah. He writes February, the base, if it depends on February, Molly Chosser. If it's Molly, he says you start on November 22nd. Well, it costs November 23rd. He writes the words November. Now, everybody knows the 5th or the 6th. It's the 4th or the 5th. 4th and 9th, 5th, 9th, 5th and 6th. So, what? December. So, the Vaisheshi writes November 22nd, 23rd, and we know it's the 5th and the 6th. What happens? So, it's Megillah, very simple. 30 days changed. So, you have 30 days in the calendar. And that's if you want to look at the Kitzer. Kitzer Arch is before is in the 1800s. He wrote 3rd and the 4th. Why? Because he's like the Bells of Chassidim before, right? No, because he went with it before they changed after 1900. That means that the year 2100, you have to take a stick over your article and write December 6th and 7th, another day later, 6th and 7th. But that's the gate of St. Talamot Lavracha. Now, just interesting, the art scroll, Rich Vachama, who have changed the Bible there, he writes a chesed, and it comes out in 42,000 years from now. You start saying the St. Talamot Lavracha on Pesach, and you end on Pesach. Fine, he makes a chesed, what he wants to call his Adam, what Adam wants to call his Shmuel, and my, so he said, by then, Mashiach will come, we'll have this problem, we won't mind being off a little bit. 13 days of the Savior. But my 42,000 years, start saying and end up saying St. Almas of Rachel, what do I think 100 times? I'm not exactly sure. Come on, you have to go and get there or have to see. That's the second afternoon of Alokha. Third afternoon of Alokha is Bech Chama this year, which we start, we're going to say when? On Erev Pesach. Now, when do you say it? So we say it April 9th. April 9th. It really depends why that's April 9th. So really, that's when the Tekufa is. But it used to be earlier. It depends. In 100 years now, it'll be April 10th. And before the year 1900, it'll be April 8th. I mean, during our century, it'll be April 9th cause due to the days, but they'll be changed again due to the Gregorian calendar. When they take out a day, it'll be in the future April 10th. We know my Megillah to us this year will be April 9th. And our Pesach, and anyway, everyone's up during the Chumash, and you say you usually trying to save the secret.
It has to be on a Wednesday.
It has to be on a Wednesday.
It
will be April 10th then. It will come out. Oh, it will be on a Wednesday, April 10th. Yeah, that's why it should be. That's some of the date where the date came from. Now, the lots that they have there are in mice of the swarming down. That they see that the lots of this is the attachment and they're not learning. Now, the mice those want Taina. I've been told by the difficult children that it's stupid, it's stupid, a value to learn. And one guy actually even called me not the courage, and I tried to convince him he doesn't have to learn. But mice, they want to tell me, the people want to tell me it's Inu Chassidus. Now, just in the TS wise, the who's our Chassidus? Vashem, the Maestro is born in the 1700 or 1698, central Kiev, yeah, fine. But Maestro is the Gaon stuff only in 1734. That means anything before that, nothing to do with Chassidus. So they bring down the Chavatio, Mokar Chaim, already, he was born in 1600, he passed away in 1702, when Vashem was 3 years old. He writes something that Menig already is to have the Nepal Lach. That means he has to do nothing to do with Chassidus before Chassidus. Maestro brings down the Maestro. Not to learn, yeah. How is your? It's about by day. Fine. Now, there's another my mock brings down from the Mashot. Mashot says already he's in the Goinim already. That is not to learn himself to learn. The Yaiv is also. And these people have nothing to do with Chassidus before Chassidus. No Shaitas. Crazy Placey, they bring down time and Hogan. They went over to Crazy Placey. It was an Eibschitz. When a priest that says, the mice don't learn Torah one night, he closes the back and tells him, Vayu. He says, I'm going to get Torah. And because of Torah, good for not to learn. Fine, so Maisa, there are Gedolim, and what we call conceited, so Maisa not to learn.
That's why it ends up
in different nights. They literally don't do anything. Oh, they do. They do ask a child, say, because the Yayma, so Maisa wanted to be Machmas, say, two nights. They say no, because the Gemara says, whoever's the one for one is, if he's the one for two, right? You know, Ram is Zekko. So finally, Maisa got to. You think it's joking, it's going to happen. Maisa, what exactly do you do that night? The different Yonim, everyone knows the Kedusha Rim says, the Maisa is a Katula paper, and those days you have no tissue, the Katula paper that night, why is there for Yeshu, the one Gittin says, the Yeshu, what happened, he got punished, he put the Messiah, every day he burns the Messiah, so there for Yeshu, Katula paper, because that's the punishment for Yagufa. Fine, that's Kedusha Rim. Master, what's the difference in the Indian of not learning and the Indian of the Indian of Tashmish, Issa Tashmish. Now Master, the reasons for it, if you want nothing real, bring down eight different reasons. I'll go to the three main reasons, just mention them quickly. One reason is the Master that just like a Tisha B'Av is in the Ravelis, Master did not learn on Tisha B'Av through the Ravelis, or also Tashmish is also the fact that Yashka brought the world, the destruction, the crusades, the pogroms, through the Dora Dora, the Maisa, and the Veil, the Veil, they were very depressed. The Maisa, after the in Shibboleth, the Maisa, we're going to come along and not learn. That means it could be it comes up this year, not to mean it is. They can avail us the Chanukah, so why do you have to learn? Fine. Mishkan Shailach. That's why that where Yeshiva has milk, has spices on their Thursday. Fine. Another idea to bring down from the reason of the Velas. Chassam Tzeiv himself says a different reason why it's Kitchik, the Klai Yisrael and Maisa, what the Goyim seems to be doing is they go to the church at 12 at night and the Klai Yisrael go to sleep. Therefore, Chassam Tzeiv says the Klai Yisrael will go to sleep, but the first half of the night he's not learning, what do? You go to sleep. They wake up the second half and he learns, it won't be Kitchik against Klai Yisrael. Or the third reason, the Minyan Chaznish, Maisa in the streets are very dangerous, they tell everyone to stay home, not to learn, so not go to the streets. Poshim Masukim, and if you know in America, it's only Islam, not Masukim, a little bit more now in Halloween than other than Exodus, is at home. The same is said of Masukim. Therefore, Maisa, the former says, Shumli Nair Sol, it's not the way we resemble Kubul Tam Hoga. Dangerous. No, that's also learning. I'm not going to learn. Now, Tashmish, the instincts fall, and they bring down, I said, Chassidim, which no one seems to find, or Maral, they seem to bring down, that any Meshubah that was due to the Zivah of Eis HaLayla, any Meshubah comes to this world due to that Zivah, most of those Yishlein with the Mekoris are for this Indian. The most of everyone here, so they know of the Yeshiva, if you have such a Minig, and we're able to do it with the Mekhani, you can find, keep the Minig. Most of in Eis HaLayla, the signal they want time, there is no such Minig, well, I mean, sad, first of all, there's no Kushani, who's never with Taikim over here, only Yishmael was Taikim over here, why they want time, and of course, why it's of the different Yonim and Kamisha in like us, it's ruled through Malachim, but Maisa Nair Sol, the Mon Ketubah says, it's being ruled by Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore there is no Tumah or Klipas over here, the Vadi can learn, Maisa is no Sakon over here, again, the Chanukah, the Vadi can learn, so that I'm learning about the Ahog is about a year. Even our Tashbish comes over and says, after Chazay is no problem, fine, there are different forms within us away, fine, that's Kitzat Salachas. Again, to us, since we can learn tonight, we have all day learning tonight, and tomorrow is if you gimel, the heart and soul, oh, Vestas, it's very tough, very hard. Very good schmack if you get to know it. It's Lacharabo. Yeah, why not?